Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1763, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. B. Wildauer, Otto Schwab, A.J. Guthman, Albert Haas, Isaac Haas, Herman J. Haas, H. Regenstein, sworn for the Movant. On Friday, May 1st, 1914, we met J.E. Duffy at the office of the Capital City Chair Company between 8 and 9:30 p.m. Herbert J. Haas was also present. The affidavit of J.E. Duffy executed April 10, 1914, before J. O. Knight was shown, and to Duffy and Duffy acknowledged the signature to the affidavit as his, and that at the time of signing the affidavit, he was properly sworn by the notary J. O. Knight, that he received no money or promise of reward or position to make this affidavit by C.W. Burke or anyone else, that every statement contained in said affidavit is the truth. The affidavit was read to Duffy, and he acknowledged each and every statement to be the truth, with the explanation only that the $7.60 referred to in said affidavit was for 2 days' time as witness and railroad fare, and that the same was paid to him by the county commissioner's office upon the order of the Solicitor General, who gave said order to Duffy, and that with this explanation, each and every statement therein is true. C.W. Burke, sworn for the Movant. I know Jesse E. Duffy and knew him several years before the murder of Mary Fagan. I also knew L.P. Rubanks and Mel Arnold, all of whom were working for the Southern Railway at the time I was employed by said company. Said Duffy and 32 other men were involved in false dealing charges with the Southern Railway, all of which cases were null prost, without any influence being exerted in that direction by me. Quite a number of those men arrested were given their positions back, and I was asked by Duffy and others to assist them to regain their positions, and I have done all in my power to have them reinstated, and did succeed in having M. Yarnold, and attempted to have Duffy, Alabama, Jesse, B. O. Duffy, and J. R. Miles reinstated. Those efforts were begun before the murder of Mary Fagan, and had nothing to do with matters growing out of this murder. I severed my connection with the Southern Railway on July 1, 1913, and on July 20, 1913, at the instance of Mr. L. Z. Rosser. I went to work investigating the Frank case. Several months after the trial, I met said Duffy at the home of L.P. Rubanks. In the presence of Rubanks and M.Y. Arnold, Duffy made an affidavit in the exact words of the affidavit dated April 10, 1914, before J.O. Knight, Notary Public. At that time, nothing.